Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Psycho-Neuro-Immunology Hour with your host, Dr. Heather Pierman, Dean of the 13th College of Regeneration Medicine and Clinical Health Services with the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences, owner of Intelligently Designed Wellness, chiropractor, clinical nutrition specialist, and is a quantum life and relationship coach. Dr. Pierman is highly revered by many for her ability to bring the mind, body, and infinite intelligence into alignment.
Greetings and welcome to the Psycho-Neuro-Immunology Hour. And here it is upon us. We are here together on Tuesday. And again, I am just always so grateful to get the opportunity to share information. You know, I'm in the business of transformation, and I'm just always so grateful when I get the opportunity to share information about transformation. And basically, that's definitely what our topic is about tonight. It's about change. You know, change is, it doesn't have to be difficult when you know what steps to take. That is the topic of our show. Change does not have to be difficult when we know what steps to take. So change can be very difficult for many people. And why is that? Because people like convenience. They like convenience. And sometimes the idea of change is like, I just don't want to do that. You know, that just seems like that is just going to be so difficult. And why would I want to make these changes in my life? And it really does not have to be when you have the appropriate information. And again, one of the biggest reasons why people do not like change is because it is inconvenient. It appears to be inconvenient. So, but let's go back to the beginning. Let's just even look at like when you came into this existence, okay? So you were born. You came into the world. You came into your family. And you came into a belief system, you know, basically what your parents' belief systems are, what their parents' belief systems were. And, you know, we definitely come in with inherited beliefs. That is something that we definitely come in with, even though you're not experiencing them. When you come into the world through your activities, they're definitely already in your consciousness. So you were born, and there's your upbringing, right? And this is your upbringing is definitely a conditioning process as well. Then what happens? We go to school, and you know we go to elementary school, and that's a conditioning process. Okay, so even in school, you know, we're being taught a system of the education system. So that is something that we are conditioned with, and that we have adapted to. Okay, then we go from elementary, we go into junior high school, and then what's the next step? It is college. Okay, so I'm sure that all of this sounds very routine, right? Then we go from college. Some of us may not go to college. We might find a trade, or we may be very clear what we want to do, but if not, we know that college tends to be our next step. Okay, then after college, we do what? We get a job. And what type of job are we looking for? You know, we may pick a major in college, or we end up going into that major. And, you know, I know my development was, you know, what I knew very well, and I truthfully, I can't even remember if my parents tried to, let me revoke that word, try to, because that sounds like forcing, but, you know, I don't recall having a conversation with my parents about stating that I had to go to school to become like a doctor or a lawyer or an accountant, but I know very much that those were the, you know, one of the top three things that I was definitely thinking of doing, because in my mind, these were one of the three things that were going to aid me to do what? make money, okay, to make money. Anything else that I haven't had a remote desire in, like maybe like dance or art, you know, never really saw these things as an opportunity as far as building a life for myself. They were just strictly a hobby. But again, it was still about stepping into something, you know, whether it was going to be a doctor or a lawyer or an accountant. That these, one of these three things definitely created a life of what? Of security. And many times we end up getting a job, okay, a job that we are selecting for the purposes of security. We like it, but we necessarily don't love it, okay? And again, it may have been our major in college, and this is the reason why we entered into this field. And it may not be exactly what our heart's desire was, but again, the framework was what? That you get a job, support you financially, and this is what you will do in order to be able to build a life for yourself. And if you end up getting a job that could truly provide you with the lifestyle that you most desire, well, this is definitely something that many, many, many were hoping and wishing for. So with that being said, we will be right back. We're going to take a sponsor break, and we will be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Okay, so now we were just talking about, you know, our evolution as to why, you know, change can be challenging for so many people. So again, we've gone through this whole routine of elementary school, junior high school, went to college, got a job. And many of us have discovered that, what, we don't necessarily really even like our jobs, but we're so embedded into this routine that the idea of change, it sounds, we want it, because if we're not happy or joyful in the job that we are in, well, what am I going to do now? What am I going to take? Am I ready to make change? And that is where, this is where it begins for many of us. We have found that we are in jobs that we just do not like, regardless of how much money we are making. Even if we try to convince ourselves up and down, left and right, that we need to be in this because this is what is going to provide us. And it has been so embedded in our psyche that this is the only way that we can do it. This is the only way that we can live. You know, I grew up in a household where, yes, I have parents that both had pensions, okay? So, you know, there are many jobs out there today, but that is just non-existent. And then many, many times people are staying on these jobs because they are getting these pensions. And the truth is that it's not in our conditioning process to think outside of that. This is what we know, this is what we know how to do, and this is what's going to provide us with a sense of security, survival, okay? And that is not the way that our life was ever supposed to be moving. So now, but what happens if I, you know, if I walk away from this, what's going to happen? And it's that fear. It is that deeply rooted fear, that doubt, that lack, that scarcity that the idea of changing, it's a program. That idea of changing, we are so programmed to think that this can never be. And what happens is that as each day goes on and we are in situations that we know that we are just not joyful, we are not living abundantly, you know, that we're in these situations that are so stressful, but still the idea of change for some people is so fearful that they will stay in these situations until basically the bitter end. And ultimately, the only challenge with that is, and it's really not a challenge, it's just, you know, there has to be a willingness. if there's a willingness to change, if there's a willingness to evolve, really, ultimately, if there's a willingness, the steps will lay themselves out for you to be able to do it. But, you know, we really do have to be able to really be able to step into that state of willingness, what, and trust. And trust, okay? So, you know, so just going back to this whole concept of a job, you know, really ask yourself, do you love your job? Do you love it? Okay? And, you know, many times when I work with clients, the question comes up of what do you love? That's really the ultimate question, because it really is about what you love. But I found that many times I'll ask that question and clients, or just people I might be having conversations with, are, well, they'll try and convince themselves of what they would love because, again, it would bring them money. Until the question is asked, well, would you do that? If you didn't have to think about money, would you do that? And if you get an outright fat no, then you know it. The only reason why they were in that position is because it's about money. When you are doing what you love, you know what you love, okay? You know it brings you, you're in an absolute state of joy. You could do it all day, whether you got paid for it or not. That is when you know that you are in what you love. If, again, that's just another way of asking yourself, what would you truly do from your heart of all hearts if you did not have to think about money? Because that is where your purpose lies. It's a matter of, are you in your purpose? And if you're in a job that you know that your soul is not involved, then you know that this is not your purpose. But again, and this is why I took you back to the beginning, because now you can see why the concept of change can be very challenging for many people, because we've been conditioned since birth. Even before we came into this existence, you were already in an energy. You were coming into an energy that was already a conditioning process about what your life is going to look like. You know, I just had a conversation literally the other day with a family member that was making a comment about potentially what one of my children, quote unquote, should be doing in the future. And it went right back to that same old doctor, lawyer, accountant. And I said, you know, you have to be willing to look at the creativity of the individual. You know, what is it that these children are exhibiting today that you know that you see there, what their purpose is, okay? And they'll find it. Children will find it. But many of us continuously live in this false evidence appearing real, this state of fear that we live in, this conditioning process that we constantly put our children into this frame of mind, conditioning them to believe that that is the only way that they will be able to create a life for themselves. And that is just not true. And the reason why we do that is because, again, of fear, false evidence appearing real, that we have lack of information. That's what fear is. And again, if we are willing and we are ready to change and we trust, then the information will come to you as far as what you need to do in order for you to begin taking these steps about change. That's all that you need is will and trust, and believe me, you will see how the universe is going to lay it out for you. It really is just an amazing thing when you begin to witness it, okay? So I've been on this journey for over 20 years, and I've been a practitioner for over 20 years, and it's really within the last couple of years that I can honestly say that I came into my purpose. I've always loved the work that I've been doing. I've always loved it. I love working with clients, you know, and it's definitely been a journey. It's trying to find myself. But still, the journey was still very much about what was coming in monetarily. You know, that was the focus. What is going to bring me the most money, right? That is not the way that it is supposed to be. And believe me, the universe made sure that it was going to show me that that is not how it works. The universe definitely aided me in seeing that we can live in a reality that we can design for ourselves if we choose to. We can change this life into any way that we want it to move. Actually, what you're doing right now, if you're in situations that you are not joyful in, if you're in relationships that you're not joyful in, a job, you know, you don't really like the way that your health looks, you're still creating that. You may not be creating that consciously, but you're still creating that at a very deep level of consciousness, okay? So it's to understand that if you want change, it's going to have to come from within. And if you begin to, I mean, once you begin to attune yourself to a state of trust and you are willing to do so, believe me, you will definitely be presented with the tools necessary for you to be able to change the steps. You just have to be willing. I mean, this is what we were given, was free will. We're the only species on the planet that has free will, right? But we have to be willing. And many of us say that we trust in the source of all things. But if we really trust, why do we keep going back to the same situations over and over again? If you say that you really trust, then look at yourself and ask yourself, why do you keep going back to the same situations if you really do not want to be in them? Because I'll tell you, everything that you want that will aid you in transforming and your life evolving into the way that you want it is right at your fingertips. You just have to be willing to ask for it. But you know what happens? We are so out of control that we think that we have to control everything and everyone around us in order for this change to take place. And you know what? Change comes with the unknown, okay? But when you have trust and, you know, you can definitely utilize free will right along with trust, then you know that no matter what you put your mind on, it is going to be, you are going to be able to create it and manifest it. But again, that comes with the information and the tools necessary in order for you to do so. We're going to take another sponsor break. We'll be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the JUU University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Greetings and welcome back to the Psycho Neuroimmunology Hour. And we are discussing how change does not have to be difficult when you know what steps to take. You know, I definitely resisted the concept of change for a while. Because why? Because why is that? Because we've been conditioned only to play it safe, all right? Really not, I don't even want to use the word risks, but, you know, to know that it's okay to step out into the unknown. You know, because risks are when you're really going to lose something, right? But you're not really losing anything. What's really happening is that you're gaining. If you trust in the order of the universe, again, and you are utilizing the tools necessary. See, change really comes with a skill set. That's the truth, right? The first thing is just, what is the first aspect? It's the willingness to change. The second aspect, again, is the trust. And if you have these two things, everything that you will need in order for you to continue to make the transformations will definitely present itself to you. You know, the teachings, you'll always have the platform. You will never have to worry about, quote unquote, failing. There's really no such thing as failing. It's really about growth and evolution if you allow yourself to see it that way. But again, we're in such fear and we have this need to control every little thing. And when we live that way, we're putting so much stress on our minds, on our body, on the soul, all because we have this deep-rooted fear of change. And change is one of the most beautiful things that we can do. You know, if you look at nature, look at the flowers, look at the plants, look at the trees, okay? Everything on this planet goes through an evolution. It doesn't stop itself, right? Well, you know, we may see age as an evolution, but the truth is that's not true, because the human body definitely was not designed to age this way. It wasn't. But you see what happens. We don't have the information. That whole idea, the only thing that we can think about, the thing that we're putting our minds on, you know, if I could just live another day, okay? I remember I was in the elevator the other day, and this woman said, "If I don't even know if I'm going to be here tomorrow." And I looked at her, I said, "I don't know if you're going to be here tomorrow, but I know that I'm going to be here tomorrow, because I understand the concept of evolution, that whole idea of God willing. No, are you willing to be here? Because God gave us life. God didn't give us death. We have been given life. And if we truly understand the truth of who we are in this existence, you will never doubt if you're going to wake up tomorrow. I know that my body, I know I was given a body. I was given an amazing instrument that I know that the immune system knows how to function. I know that my endocrine system knows how to function, my cardiovascular function. I don't ever question if I'm going to wake up tomorrow, because I know I will. Why? Because my body was designed that way. And the only thing that gets in the way of someone actually seeing that is fear. That's been a conditioning process. God gave you the will to live. But when we choose to put it on death, doubt, fear, and all that other self-inflicted nonsense, well, that is exactly how your life will move. I know that I was given the gift of life. I was given this body so I can fulfill my purpose. This body has so much information, and it is a tool that we were given to experience a life that is beyond what we can even imagine right now. But the only way that we can even get into that reality is if we are willing to change and change these deep-rooted beliefs that are just not true. But if we're not willing to step out and learn anything new, then we will never be able to access the steps that are going to help us to evolve. And I'm just so grateful that I've chosen something inside of me, okay, said, you know, you cannot stop. You have to keep going, right? No matter what life looks like, you have to keep going. You have to be willing to open yourself up to new information. This is the only way that you are going to evolve, even if you're unsure, okay? Even if it seems a little shaky, a little rocky. But, you know, you always have that sensation inside of you that's telling you to move ahead. But sometimes that voice will pop out of nowhere, that fearful voice, and it will paralyze you and stop you from being able to make the changes necessary. But you see, where my life took me on this journey of wanting to evolve and expand at higher levels of consciousness, I just stayed on the path of always learning something new. I've had to end relationships, okay, friendships, business relationships. There are people that I had to fire in my life. Why? Because I found that they were paralyzed, that the situations were paralyzing. And even though I may have been under a contract or whatever the case is, I said, I cannot let fear hold me back from what I am supposed to be doing. And you know what? If I have the trust in the source of all things the way that it's supposed to, and yes, I've had to end relationships because these situations were paralyzing. And it was up to me. It was up to me at the end of the day, okay, that had to evolve in the situation. All right. I just remembered that right now. Some of the relationships that I've had to end, okay, because I was not evolving in them. And I said, you know, I can't do this anymore. Got to go. Threatening letters. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. You could do whatever you want to do. But the truth is, this relationship isn't working anymore. It's not evolving. It's not growing. It's time to go. And when we stay in these situations because we're afraid of change, we live in doubt, we live in fear, we live in lack, then you know it's only you holding yourself back. But staying on that journey, staying focused, led me exactly to where I'm sitting today. And today it's about, you know, change is not a wishing or a praying or a hoping. It's actually a process. It is a process. And there are tools that will help us. There's information that will aid every person to change and evolve and live the life that they ultimately want to. But again, what is it that you are willing to do? What steps are you willing to take in order to move forward? If you're not willing to do that, then you will stay exactly where you are. But again, the universe is just so divinely orchestrated that whatever we want, whatever we truly need, it is right there. It's just whatever steps we're willing to take. And there's so much, there's just a wealth, a plethora of information on this planet that is just waiting for you to aid you in evolving. You know, that and that's exactly what led me to become first a student at the Jewel University, because I want a change in my life. And after following Dr. Jewel Pookrum, Dr. Jewel's radio show was on Mondays at 5 p.m., the Dr. Jewel Brain Balancing and More. And Dr. Jewel is also the chancellor and founder of the Jewel University. But what drew me to the university was this information. I'm like, you know what, this is some, you know, you're talking about things that some of it I was aware of, some of it I wasn't, but I'm like, you know what, there's just something in that innately I knew innately that this information was truly going to aid me. I didn't know how, but what, I trusted. And as I continued to stay focused and I persevered, the information just started to roll in. And this is truly how I began to understand that change is a process. It is a process. And there are steps that things have been laid out for us here. We will realize that have been laid out for us to be able to make change. But when we are in that fear and that doubt and that shame, and, you know, these emotions, when we're in these emotions, we end up living in the past, we're stuck in fear, and we're not evolving. And where are we a month from now, 2 months from now, 6 months from now, a year from now? We are exactly in the same space. Nothing has changed. Because we are paralyzed, okay? We are paralyzed, and we just do not want to take these opportunities. Some people might say it's a risk. I don't like to use the term risk. I like to use the term opportunity, because in these opportunities that we are evolving through, on the other side of that, it is just so amazing. And regardless of what happens, if you are attempting to change and an outcome that may not seem like it was the result that you wanted in that moment, whatever took place because you are trying to evolve, it is always an opportunity because you're evolving no matter what. But if you stay on course, you will find, again, that the information will come to you as you're growing, as you're evolving, and as you're expanding, if you truly, truly, ultimately want to evolve. Now, as I was just stating earlier, that, you know, this is what led me here to the Jewel University and here on the Jewel Network, is this because I've chosen to take the steps necessary to continue to change my life, knowing that, you know what, this can't be it. You go to work, you got bills, you pay taxes, you got this. I'm like, you know, something is not adding up here. I was birthed for this reason? I don't think so, okay? I know that there has to be more, right? That there has to be more than this reality. And it's just not traveling to every, you know, aspect on the planet, you know, because many of us do that too, and we're still not living a life of joy, right? Because we may have the financial ability to do so, but still we find that there are things that are lacking in our lives because there are still areas of our lives that desperately need change and that we absolutely need to evolve. But you know what? Change is ultimately what? It is a creation process. You want to change, you have to be willing to create, okay? That is really where it comes in. You want change, you're going to have to be willing to create. Okay, we were born, the Creator created us in order to create. And many of us are not in our creativity at all. And going back to the comment that was made about one of my children becoming a lawyer, yes, excuse me, if I said accountant earlier, I meant to say a lawyer. And I just looked up like, we're not going down that road, okay? That's a belief system. And why are you holding that belief system? Now, if that is the road that any person is supposed to go down, that's their right. But we don't force it down their throat and make them believe that that's their road of security. So many parents have interfered with their children's life when they know deep down what that children's purpose is. But because out of fear, this belief that the purpose, that their purpose won't give them financial security, they cut it off, conditioning this child to go down a road that they should have never gone down. And then this is why when we, you know, when we're looking at how our lives are moving, you know, this is part of the reason that so many people are absolutely in depression, why they're experiencing sadness, why they're experiencing doubt, fear, shame, and lack, because they were conditioned into that. All right, and then they're being conditioned to understand that you can't change. This is how it has to be. And it is so not true. Again, if you look at, if you, every time you look out your window, wherever you live, whether you're even in a hot climate, everything in nature is always changing. Okay? Well, we are supposed to be too. We are supposed to be too. But we want to stay stuck in these positions, and we absolutely do not want to evolve or change based on fear. You mean, and then we have this belief system, like what we think, you know, let's just say, you know, you like to spend your weekends at the pool, okay, and you mean I would have to change my life in order to, I mean, I can't be out at the pool every weekend. You mean if I have to go potentially go take a class that's going to help me? Well, it all depends on how you choose to look at it. You're not really giving something up, okay? You are making a decision, because what may have seemed so joyful every time you're at the pool, what's on the other side of this change that you're about to make is far more expansive than even what you were remotely experienced about going to the pool every weekend and just laying out. If you trust, because I'll tell you, when you change, when you're evolving, life becomes so expansive. You get out of complacency. You get out of routine. You know, you're being exposed to things that you didn't even know were even remotely possible. But that comes with being able to trust, and it's about the willingness to change and evolve. And with that being said, we're going to take another sponsor break, and we will be right back.
Thank you so much, Ms. Cindy Blackman Santana,
for the honor of this interview and being able to talk about the balancing program. I'm really, you know, I think Dr. Jewel is amazing, and it is an honor to study from her and to know her and to learn from her. I believe that when you balance yourself, that it just increases exponentially. You know, at least I've noticed that for me. And it makes you more efficient. I am a drummer. I compose, and I also sing. My main instrument is drums, and I've been playing since I was probably, I don't know, 2 or 3 years old, you know, since very young, so all of my life. I would say that, you know, since balancing, again, my awareness is more heightened in terms of my hearing, the music, and what I'm hearing in the music, as well the way that I focus in on the music because of the general heightened level of focus that I've gained from balancing. That has also helped. I do find as well that I'm probably more, I would say, relaxed when I play, because performing, I don't know if I will ever get rid of the pre-performance jitters, you know, for wanting to bring about, you know, the highest and most loving energy, you know. So I've gone through that. Oh, am I going to bring that tonight? You know.
But
I would say that since balancing, I don't really ask myself that question anymore, because I already know. You know, I already know that my existence is bringing that because of who I am. And that has certainly been helped by the brain balancing program and by balancing on these symbols. I've heard Dr. Jewel say this many, many times, and as my brain was becoming balanced and once it became balanced, then I understood her words even more. We need people with balanced brains. We need people who are functioning at the highest level that they can function.
Yeah,
so get to balancing, y'all. It's a thing.
What? Now, did you just hear that sponsor break, that segment? That was with our student at the Jewel University, Cynthia Blackman Santana. Okay, with Carlos Santana. Yes, she's the drummer. She's also the wife of Carlos Santana. And yes, she is a student of the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences who is on the brain balancing program. Yes, oh my goodness, I used to watch Cindy when I would go to the Lenny Kravitz concerts. Just amazing. And how this individual would just, she stuck to the truth of who she is. She never reared away from that, but she led herself to coming to the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences. Why? To continue to evolve at higher levels of consciousness. And Cindy definitely is not afraid of change, okay? She is always evolving. She is always expanding, absolutely. And that's exactly what we do here at the Jewel University. So let's talk about that, you know, because I was definitely going to get to this about what the steps are that will help you to evolve, what it takes for us to be able to evolve at higher levels of consciousness, for us to be able to fully understand that we are creating the life that we ultimately want to, okay? This is what change will allow you to do. It will bring you the steps that you will definitely learn how you can create your own reality. Okay, and I'm going to talk about the brain balancing program in just a moment. But going back to Cindy Blackhanna, she's in Atlanta. They're going to be performing at the Ameris Bank Amphitheater in Alpharetta in Georgia, okay? And I tell you, go check her out, because she is, Cindy is no joke on those drums. She's just no joke, period. And it is such an honor to be in this university with Cindy and with all the students there. Every single student that is at the university, is they understand that they are an environment. The epigenetics of this university is about what? It is absolutely about you stepping into the truth of who you are. So we have a program, a course that's coming up on that begins this Friday at 5 a.m. It is learn how to create anything you desire in alignment with the universe. It is join us for the wave spell, the Blue Magnetic Night, Create Your Day, 13-day creation format course. This course, it's an advanced tool, first of all. In order for you to be able to change, you need tools, okay? Again, it's not about praying, hoping, or wishing. The advanced civilizations knew how to do this, okay? It was never about praying, hoping, and wishing. Whatever was desired to be able to create and manifest, they knew that there was what? A creation process. So in order for one to be able to create the life that they desire, first of all, again, you have to be willing to open yourself up to the tools for change. But again, these advanced civilizations knew that, well, these ancient technologies, we'll say, and it wasn't about a TV, a smartphone, a smart this, a computer. It was about what you focus on, what you put your mind down, and using a creation format. And up and this Friday coming up, we have a Create Your Day 13-day creation format course. This is an advanced teaching that will be simplified, okay? So even and what we're saying is why we're using the advanced, the word advanced, because there are so many trainings out there. Create your vision board. Write this out here. And then we're looking at this thing, and we're wondering why we're reciting our affirmations, and we're doing it every day. Why isn't it happening? Because you have to understand, you have to be able to see, right, where these blocks are, okay? And when you begin to see where the blocks are and they're identified and you're utilizing a creation format, it will show you how to master these blocks. So this way you can continue to evolve. You see them, you know what you have to do, and then you continue to evolve. Everything in the order of the universe goes through this sort of format, okay? It is a creation format. This creation format will absolutely teach you how to create anything you desire in alignment with the universe, anything that you want to create. It's a format. It is an absolute, this again, this is advanced. This is a fourth dimensional teaching and higher. You know, again, I've known so many people. I would create, and I have vision boards. I still utilize these things, but you know what? I came to the understanding because I chose to keep myself open to change that the advanced teachings came to me. Okay? We wonder why. Well, why is it this person over here? You know, they appear to be evolving, and I just seem to be stuck over here, right? Well, look and find out what they're doing. What are they doing? Okay, so I just kept evolving. I kept changing, wanting to know and learn more. And now I understand that you need the tools, okay, that are going to allow you to be able to master yourself, your mind, all of it, your life. You know, we have to be willing to clear what do you want for your life? What are you declaring for your life, for your heart, for your soul, for your body, for your mind? What are you declaring for your purpose of being here? Okay, that's part of your change. Are you even making declarations about your own reality? Again, if you're just praying to get out of debt, to get out of this relationship that you're in, that you're just praying that your health is going to change, it doesn't work like that. And if we, as we continue to access the higher teachings, right, all of that information is so easily laid out for you as far as what you're going to do. So please join us this Friday. It's 13 days, just 13 days that you'll be spending on expanding your reality and getting you out of the paradigm, the pattern that you've been stuck in most of your reality. This is such an opportunity for you, again, to be able to take it. And when are we meeting? Yes, at 5 a.m. At 5 a.m., we will be meeting every morning at 5 a.m. That is an ideal time because you know what? It's a quiet time. You can focus, and you still have time wherever you have to go to throughout the day. You have to go step out into the matrix. You are going to learn how to create your day, okay? You have to understand, in order, if you want your life to move the way that you want it, you have to learn how to create your day. What does that look like? How do I do that? Well, again, this is what this whole course over the 13 days is definitely going to teach you. So then, now, as you're doing it consistently, you will master it. And you can utilize it for anything. And I said anything. Anything that you want to be able to manifest in this reality. So we look forward to seeing you there. You can register at juis.education/upcoming, that's one word, upcoming hyphen events, and that's events, that's events with an S, okay? So that's juis.education/upcoming-events, and this way you can register. It's $95 a person, If you bring a friend, it's $180 for $125. And we know people are definitely going to purchase these replays because they're going to want to listen to this information over and over again. Okay? So these are your options. But again, go to juis.education/upcoming-event. We also have a newsletter that's going out from our brains, from our brain and hearts to yours. This is weekly information to nourish your brain and heart, okay? And every week, a heartfelt newsletter is going out. It's information to you, for you to nourish your mind and your heart, your brain and your heart, okay? And if you're not in a university, we're just requesting a small donation, whether it's $1, $2, and we will lovingly send you this newsletter, okay? And I tell you, anytime someone is putting out information for you to evolve, you know, you really have to take advantage of it. Sometimes we're just so exhausted, the idea of just opening up, it just seems like it is just too strenuous. I have to read something. Let me tell you what you'll be reading. What you'll be reeling will turn those neurons on, turn those brain cells on, wake that brain up, wake that heart up, that you will feel revived. And then when you're really consumed in this information, you will realize that the intention behind it was to support you in your evolution. Okay, this is coming from an energy where it is about people and who they are. Step into the truth of who they are and evolve at higher levels of consciousness. And, you know, there's no judgment. I just know for myself, I'm just in complete gratitude here, okay? You know, and if you don't keep a gratitude journal, I definitely suggest it, you know, getting up every day and writing out what you're grateful for. Excuse me, because that will definitely keep you in a frame of mind that helps you to witness what it is that you're actually creating with yourself in alignment with the source of all things. You know, we don't even realize all that we have because we focus so much on what we don't have. But those things that you don't have that you want, if you learn the creation process, you can absolutely create them for yourself. So we're going to take another sponsor break, and we'll be right back, and we're going to talk about what steps we can take to continue to be able to create the life that we want for ourselves.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Okay, so welcome back to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour. So our last sponsor break, we heard our amazing student, Cindy Blackman Santana, who's a musician. She's a drummer. She's a composer. She's a writer. Okay, wow. I mean, just, and her life partner, her husband, Carlos Santana, the fact that they get to travel the world together and play all over the world. And Cindy is just changing so many lives. You know, she absolutely just stays focus. And what does she do? She makes sure that she attunes herself to things that are absolutely going to allow her to stay in her purpose, focus on what she needs to, what she wants to, okay? Very, very focused. And right now, Cindy is playing, the band is playing at the Ameris Bank Amphitheater in Alpharetta in Georgia, okay? So, excuse me, and that's happening, I'm sorry, that's actually happening, I believe it's tonight and tomorrow, or it's just tomorrow. Just tomorrow. So, again, you can go. You can go. If you're in Georgia, you're near there, please go and check it out. Boy, she is no joke on those drums, okay? Okay, yes, yes. I was taking drumming lessons for a very short period of time, but I actually do love playing the drums, and I do have an intention. I am holding the intention and the focus to go back to learn because I really did absolutely enjoy the process. It was a friend that was teaching me, but I always held that very close to my heart that I wanted to go back and definitely learn how to play the drums. So to now to be in alignment with a fellow student, okay, actually she was one of my students at one point, to be able to be able to learn from a master, okay? Even if I just have questions, you see what I'm saying? She doesn't necessarily have to be my teacher, but this is when you're when you're ready to evolve and change, everything will be sent your way that you will need to be able to access the information on how you can just master your life, okay? So we talked a moment ago about the creation format, the 13-day class that we're having this Friday that begins at 5 a.m. Again, this is another tool. The truth is we need different tools for us to be able to evolve, and this is definitely one that is going to allow us to master this reality, okay? Now, what even got me here was that I learned about what the brain balancing program, which is what we just heard in that little segment from Cindy Blackman Santana about the beauty and the amazingness of the brain balancing program here at the Dr. Jewel, at the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences, the Dr. Jewel's brain balancing program. And this is how you learn to use sacred geometry to synchronize the logical left and creative right sides of the brain, allowing them to work together with what we term full brain functionality. You know, I remember half my life hearing that we only use 5 to 10% of the brain, and we just keep going. We hear that, yep, that's all we do. But no one ever asks me, why is that? Why are we only using 10%? Okay, well, I just about question everything. You know, they used to tell me that I would ask too many questions growing up, but I always wanted to know why, can you explain to me why, now I see where my children get it from, mommy, why, can you explain that to me, why shouldn't you know, this is your planet as much as it is mine, okay, we are experiencing this reality together, we need to have access to all the information that we need to, so coming into the brain balancing program and having a balanced and locked brain, my reality has expanded and shifted tremendously. And I am so grateful. It really has allowed me to evolve into the truth of who I am today. One of my clients who I'm working with before, we've worked together in the past, came in. She's like, Dr. Taylor, you're just a little too passionate, right? And I'm so grateful to hear that because it's true. I am very passionate, okay? And I guess what, you know, was it? It may have been a little overwhelming, but, you know, but she appreciated that because she knew that when she looked me in the eyes that I was just coming right from the soul, okay, in order to help this person to evolve at a deeper level of consciousness because I now have the tools that I can teach her and share with her in order for her to evolve at a deeper level of consciousness. So, again, that's another tool, the brain balancing program. Remember, it's never just one thing. We have to, you know, create a whole repertoire of things that are joyful, that they're fun. They don't have to seem monotonous and tedious here, okay? They, you know, again, it all depends on how we choose to look at it. We also have our Jewish overview every Tuesday, every other Tuesday. It's actually bi-monthly at 7 p.m. And the overview, and if this is your first time hearing about the Brain Balancing Program or the Jewel University, please join us. We actually have an overview tonight. You will have to RSVP, okay, in order for people to attend. And you can go to the JUIS.education website that will help us, that will help you to RSVP overview. During the overview, we talk to you about the mission of the university, the 13 colleges, the available courses, the prerequisites, testimonials. We talk about the upcoming semester, the advanced discipline workshop, you know, all of these great things that we have. And we're going to Mexico this year for our advanced discipline workshop. This is a mission of memory retrieval and cosmic healing. What? Okay, I'm there. Okay, I'm already in Mexico right now. Even though I'm here in New York, I am so looking forward to this trip. This is one of the things I absolutely love about the Jewel University is that these workshops are committed to what? You evolving. You going one way, you are definitely coming out transformed. There is no doubt about that. This will be my third since I joined the university in 2016, and I just keep looking ahead. I never look back. You understand? The past is the past. It is time to keep going. It is time to be in the present. And I know that as I keep evolving, life just keeps expanding. This event in Mexico is going to be major. Okay? Again, it's about memory retrieval. See, you don't even understand who you are. If you truly knew who you were in this existence, you would never doubt or question anything. You will come out of that fear, that doubt, that shame, that state of complacency. You will come out of all of it in a snap, okay? You wouldn't have to worry about it because you are continuously ready to evolve. But, you know, the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences is committed ultimately to a student reclaiming their body's owner's manual about the body that you have been given. You've been given this body, this tool, this instrument to master this dimension. It's just not about you getting up and going to a job that you don't like, okay, paying bills, paying taxes, maybe taking a vacation 2-3 times a year, if that, getting married, having kids. You know, it doesn't sound just so blasé, like so routine. Okay, blasé was a judgment. I can hear my engineer's voice right now. Dr. Chairman, that's a judgment, okay, right? So doesn't that just sound so routine, right? We don't want to be in a life that is routine. We want to be in a life of joy, in a life of abundance, in a life of expansion, evolution, okay? It is about change and just all of the great things that this planet, Mother Earth, has waiting for us, what the universe has in store for us. That's if you are willing to change. So all you have to do is just open yourself up to love, okay? And love is what? It's about trust, kindness. It's about forgiveness, surrender, obedience, gratitude, liberation, freedom, joy, bliss, ecstasy, right? Just be willing to open yourself up and be willing to step from the known into the unknown, because if you trust whatever is in the unknown, always know that it's for your highest good. Always know that it's for your highest good. You know, yeah, there have been times and moments, even in the recent, we'll say the recent past, we'll say that I myself go through these evolutions. But, you know, I hold on and I listen and I trust. I have an amazing team of people that I'm surrounded with, my family who continues to evolve, my children. As I look at them, as you continue to keep your heart and your mind and your soul open to love and change and expansion and growth and abundance, life will only evolve in the way that you desire to. And the things that you want, the things that you need that will provide you with the support for you to change your life into the way that you want it to are always available. So we want to say that we love you. We're looking forward to seeing you on Friday at the Create Your Day course, right? 5 a.m. Get signed up. Okay, come on now. Get ready. Get ready. I hear those thoughts. I hear them. Join us at the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences. We are here for you to aid you and support you in all that you want to be. We love you. Thank you. Check us out at juis.education.
Thank you for sharing this hour with us. You've been listening to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour on the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Pearman here every Tuesday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living Jewish. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your email to info@thejewelnetwork.net. Thank you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.